In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. There is a lesson for us in our spiritual life as Orthodox in America when it comes to the centurion that I think we don't often take because of the tenor of our time, perhaps. The centurion comes to Christ, and a servant of his is ill, but he knows that it is not necessary for Jesus the Christ to come to his home, under his roof, in order to heal the servant. And the reason he knows that is because, as he says, he is himself a man under authority. He recognizes authority when he sees it. And he sees the one and recognizes him who has dominion over all things. As a centurion, his authority comes from Caesar in Rome. But here he recognizes the one who is able to say the word, and healing takes place. The one who is able to say the word, and as St. Peter experienced when Jesus got into his boat and put out onto a sea where there were no fish, Jesus is the one who said the word, and there were fish. Peter knew that there had been no fish there before. He was a fisherman, and he had fished all night. Now there were fish where there had been no fish, just as it had been at the beginning. And Peter's response was the same as Isaiah's when Isaiah was in the presence of God. Depart from me, I am not worthy. That is the kind of dominion that Jesus Christ has over all things. His dominion over all things increased in the world from that time. It didn't decrease. He went on to destroy the power of death over those he had created. He went on to make it possible for us to unite ourselves to his dominion, to become part of his kingdom, to become emissaries of his, just as the centurion was the emissary of the Caesar in Rome. Where the centurion was, Rome was. Where the Christian is, Christ God in his dominion is. That isn't how we experience our Christian life. St. Anthony of Charoz summarizes what Christ has said to us in these words. Christ speaking to us says, I have sent you forth with all that you need. Go now and exercise dominion. Now, where do we exercise this dominion? Jesus says that the kingdom of God is within us. It's within you. It's within me. It's within every one of us. That's where the kingdom is. That's where we go. Because that's where the battle is. That's where there is rebellion against the dominion of Christ God. Within us. Our passions move us. We experience freedom as the exercise, unimpeded by anything or anyone, of our own passions. And when it comes to our Christian faith, suddenly we become beggars. We turn to God and pray to him, and we beg. We may not beg for the things of this world. We may beg for spiritual change within us. But we're missing something. There are things that we have not done when we come before God, come into his presence and pray to the one that we are not worthy to invite under our roof. We are missing the fact that we are not doing what God has made it possible for us to do. We are not fighting the fight within ourselves over and over again. During the course of the last 2,000 years, human beings have found ways of pulling the teeth of the Christian faith and making it fit into a worldly and world-oriented way of life. You can have a whole course in the different ways that that has been accomplished. And as Orthodox Christians in America, who know that it is possible for us to act in synergy and concert along with God, that we might begin an eternal life that lives now and doesn't just start at the end of our lives. If we are going to actively live that life as Orthodox Christians in America, then maybe we should think a little more than we do about a saint like Saint George or Saint Demetrius. A saint who knew that he was in the world in order to destroy the power of evil. As we have been sent forth by Christ into the battle within ourselves to destroy the evil that dominates us and moves us to condemn others, to judge, to not be a source of comfort to others, to adopt the ways of the world and the values of the world, and make a place in our life for our Christian faith that doesn't conflict with our passions. Maybe we need to take a more active role in our own spiritual life, not just during Lent, because restricting spiritual effort to the four Lenten seasons strips the rest of the time of our life of all of the living the life of Christ that we ought to be doing. We fast and make spiritual effort together, as we just did ending a week ago, so that individually we can go forth and make the effort, continue the effort within ourselves, to not be dominated and controlled by our passions and our desires, to not accept that spiritual condition as a norm, but to realize that the one that we worship is the one that has dominion and power over all things and has even destroyed death itself. If we want to live the life that God has given us to live, it lies within the power of God. It doesn't lie within our power, but it lies within the power of God. Christ has said, according to Metropolitan Anthony, that we should go forth with authority and watch the demons flee from before my face within your heart. That is something that we don't try as a way of dealing with our inner life of struggle against our passions and desires. Too often we take them as the norm and simply ask as beggars that God might change this or do that, make this just a little different. But we have to recognize that we, like the centurion, are the active agents of the presence of Christ God in the world, and that has got to begin with establishing his dominion within our own heart. And so when we are amazed, as Christ was, by the faith of the centurion, let us realize that we ought to have the same kind of faith and devotion, because the authority that we recognize is far beyond any authority that has ever been set up by human beings in this world. It is the ultimate authority of the Creator of all things, including us. His kingdom is within us, and it is our responsibility to bring His rule and His dominion into our own heart. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.